Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, the draft is coming up on Friday. Well, Friday for the Texans. As of now, Thursday it actually starts the first round. We'll be having the draft party and we'll be out there. It'll be a good time coming up next week. Clint. And I would just say this for me, for the Texans and their situation and where they are, what they've done in the offseason, there to me will not be one thing. And I'm just, you know, understanding they have signed punters and kickers, right? There's not one thing that they could do in this draft, in particular, you know, the ones we care about. Those two second-round picks, third-round pick, maybe the two fours. But there is nothing for me that they can do that would annoy me, disappoint me, or make me view negative. There's not a pick. Any direction that they would go to, I could understand and make sense of every one of them. I would not be disappointed at all. 713-572-4610. I believe they're in a position, those of you on YouTube and Twitch, I think the Texans are in a position where really anything they do, you name a position, they do it right there. It would make sense. It would not disappoint me. Previous years, there were other things, but there's not one.
I'm glad you're so confident. It ain't nothing going to annoy you because it's going to annoy the hell out of me.
What? There are positions that...
If they don't draft on the defensive side of the football with them first two second-round picks, I'm going to be annoyed.
Oh, you want them both? On the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have the corner position, the linebacker position, the defensive tackle position. Yeah, absolutely. You can argue the safety position as well. I just like all this. One point drives me crazy, and I think you may be in this camp. I know them. I know the midday guys are. You draft a wide receiver with either of those two?
Wouldn't have a problem.
Come on, man. I would. You ain't that
wouldn't
damn good.
You're
three deep with Noah Brown and a second round pick in the holster down here at the wide receiver position. You're definitely gonna re up either Diggs or Nico at the end of the deal. You still got 2 years with Tank Dell. Your tight end room is set. I mean, I just don't know. Like right now, I mean, it'd be like drafting a tackle.
And I wouldn't have a problem with that either. For me, well, the tackle thing to me, because like I just think they're flexible to do whatever they want to do. They can draft for best need at the moment. They can draft for position and they can draft for future. They have the ability to do that with what they have done. Like for me, Clint, all those positions, it's none of them is do I feel they got to come away with it, because I think we agree. Their biggest holes on this roster right now are defensive tackle and then that cornerback situation. But, I mean, how many of those guys in that round do you think immediately comes in and makes an impact?
Oh, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
If
you're not drafting the top 10, then you're going to have – I mean, it's a crapshoot of guys coming in and immediately helping.
But
you got to at least take a swing at it.
No, I mean, yeah, I'm not like I think they will take a swing at it. Like what I'm saying is, like, what? I don't think they're going to draft quarterback. So I don't think they're going to do that or punter or kicker. But I mean, if they said, man, we look at this wide receiver as the best available, We know we don't have Diggs under contract after next year. I mean, you know, in the building, we're going to need a third one. Noah's a one-year contract. We don't know what the hell we got with John Mechie. Like, yeah, I can see them doing that with one of those second round picks. I can see them going tackle and saying, hey, I know after this year we can get out of Titus or Laremy Tunsil and let's draft one to be ready to go with. I could see them going safety. I can see them going in a lot of different directions in terms of what would happen with this team that would make sense. The only one that you brought up in the top three picks that I would flinch on is maybe linebacker.
Yeah, you mean
like you, to where I'm like, all right, I can get with you in the top three picks if there was a really good linebacker there and they passed on him. Still, I don't even know if it would rise to disappoint it, but that's the only other one because you're sitting there with Henry Toa, you know, potentially as your Sam or your Will linebacker. But other than that, I mean, there's just not.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There's just not, to me, a defensive tackle that you're going to get one of those spots that I know flat out is going to come in and flat out contribute over the journeyman that you have. Like, right now, the best play to cross your fingers is, all right, we get him here, and at the second half of the season, he is becoming a big part of the rotation. But I don't think that's I got to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And someone texted in, you're just wrong, Ron. Maybe that's you know, your opinion. For me, it's just, like, only positions to me where I'd be like, what the hell is punter, kicker, and quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know.
If they said, we want to go guard because we don't trust what we got here. All right. I know that's a lot early.
The first two second-round picks, like, those are draft picks you make with the intention of those guys contributing in some way, shape, or form.
Yes, yes.
Like that has to be the plan. These guys have to, if they're good enough, they're going to get on the field and they're going to get plenty of opportunity and they're going to help us win this year. I don't think there's a need at every position. Like, I don't think a receiver gets on the field this year. Like, if you draft a receiver in the second round this year, he ain't getting on the field.
I don't know if there's a second round receiver. I mean, your third round receiver, if they draft Tank Dell, he gets on the field.
That's different than getting on the field. Last year, anybody could have got on the field.
But still, if you drafted Tank Dell, he's getting on the field. Eventually, going to get on the field over Noah Brown.
How? He's on the footballs.
If there is a second round receiver that plays to the level of Tank Dell, he's getting on the field over.
So
Noah
you're
going to
draft? But that's what I'm saying. Like, so what we're talking about is that you draft a receiver in the second round this year on a team that's ready to go win, or at least you think they are, at a loaded position, and you wasted a draft pick on a guy that could be your fourth best receiver.
But I don't think it's a waste because, see, I think this is where we kind of
it's a longer-term play, like next
year. But I think that the Texans can't afford to do, especially with two of them. Now, Clint, I wouldn't say, hey, draft, use both of those second-round picks on two long-term plays. But, like, to me, I don't think this, maybe some of you do, I don't have this as a Super Bowl or bust type of a deal. Like, I don't think that,
No, I think that would be correct.
Right, like yeah. I don't think this is a deal where, hey, we got like the Ravens, they got to draft folks that can help them right now. Like have to. I think the Texans are early and they want to advance and get to the AFC Championship game. But if the Texans won the division and won a playoff game, I don't think it's a failure.
No, I agree.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
And I think they are still in a spot where they can still kind of build this thing up. And I think they've done so much in the offseason of guys they need to help them in certain spots. That's it. If this draft was deeper in defensive tackles that can help early, then that would be a must. What we're seeing, it's about two that are going to go early in the first round that are guys that can really legit get on the field and help you that way. And that's why, for me, if they say, well, we'll go a different direction here at another position, instead of that D tackle, we'll go linebacker, even though D tackle's probably our biggest issue. It's just for me, it is hard for me to envision a way, watch them do it, but there's hard for me to envision a way that we're here next week and they draft somebody in second and third round that says, damn, that's a major disappointment.
Yeah, look, Ron, here's the deal. I think there are, like, you're right. I mean, to find guys in the second round that are plug-and-play starters are going to be better than some of the journeymen.
At those positions that the Texans need.
Fair. But I do believe that right now, if you have to draft two guys in the second round, I think the most likely spot for those guys to get run and produce is D-tackle and corner.
Your weakest position.
I mean, I think there's now it's and the only reason I leave linebacker out is it's hard to play as a rookie. You know, like, I mean, I guess with the linebackers that are here right now, you would be a rotational piece anyway. So I would throw linebacker in there too. I'm trying to think of a place where best case scenario you get a guy that can just absolutely go. But he's a little bit raw, and it's going to take you to midseason for this thing to unfold. And he's a safety net for CJ Henderson and Jeff Okuda don't work out. And then inside on that defensive tackle, hell, I'd even throw defensive end in there. I wouldn't be disappointed if it's an edge guy either.
If they came, even though that's not something they need, if you look at it, you look at their roster, it's not something they need. But if they said, "Dude, we see this guy as somebody that could be," that can help us not just this year, but down the line, we'll do it.
Yeah. You get a second round guy that you could roll through there with Barnett.
Yeah. They got five picks in the.
I'm worried about the top
two. In the first four picks.
I need to be
rounds.
On the defensive side of the football.
In rounds 2, 3, and 4, they got five picks. All right. People telling me that I need to stay off the weed. I understand what they need.
You a gummy guy or
more of a gum? I've just recently become one.
Oh, there we go.
A gummy guy. I hope I don't get in trouble for that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!